We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming this morning to chapter 60. We'll read Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 22. Now, in this chapter, Isaiah is looking ahead to the time where the fulfillment of salvation finally comes to Israel. And the question is, what will it be like? What's actually going to happen when the Lord comes and brings salvation? Well, Isaiah is going to answer in terms of the effects of the first and second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to speak about the light shall come, you shall see the glory of your God. And he particularly emphasizes how this is going to change the relationship of the people of God towards the world. Prior to the coming of Christ, and the Apostle Paul explains this, the people of God were kept covenantally into a little corner of the world, but when Christ came, they would be the means by which people from all over the world would come to salvation. And this is the language that is used. He actually talks about how gold and frankincense will be brought from afar, and of course, that's literally fulfilled in the birth account of the Lord Jesus when the wise men of the East start bringing riches to the Messiah. And he talks about how the people of God, it's not Israel as a nation, it's the people of God will be built up by people from all over the world who are brought in and come to the knowledge of God. In the final verses, he then mentions the second coming. We're going to start talking about the second coming of Jesus in our studies of 2 Peter. In fact, today, Peter will transition to that topic, and it's a big deal. What's it going to be like when salvation comes? Well, first the Messiah will come, and he will spread the gospel. Then the people, here we are, people from all over the place, gathered to that ancient faith. By the way, how likely was that in 700 BC when Isaiah wrote it? But it has happened in the coming of Jesus. But then, at the end of the ages, when the age comes crashing down, the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 60th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house. Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? For the coastlands shall hope for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from afar. Their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Your gates shall be open continually, day and night they shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations, with their kings led in procession. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated with no one passing through, I will make you majestic forever, a joy from age to age. You shall suck the milk of nations. You shall nurse at the breast of kings. And you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will make your overseers peace and your taskmasters righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified. The least one shall become a clan, and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will hasten it. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.